This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Some manufacturers in Pennsylvania ordered closed by state officials are facing an uncomfortable choice right now. Wait to see if they can get official permission to start producing the protective gear healthcare workers need to fight coronavirus, or take the risk and start up anyway. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan tells us about one business that's decided to be a rebel for the cause.
That sound usually fills the cavernous warehouse of Eric and Christopher, a textile manufacturer that makes things like decorative pillows and tote bags in Bucks County. This year was on track to be the business's best ever. Then coronavirus hit.
And then it just stopped.
Eric Fausnacht is a co-owner.
We had a couple t-shirt orders that canceled first because the events were canceled. And then from there, it was crickets. There was nothing.
Soon after, Governor Wolf ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses to close, including Eric and Christopher. So they locked up, went home. But this week, the room is filled with the sound of sewing again. Instead of making pillows, the business is now making reusable cloth masks, up to 2,000 this week alone. Up until now, they haven't talked about it much, because what they're doing, it's illegal. The business applied for an official waiver to reopen, but it never heard back.
Freaked me out completely. Like, I was like, oh, this is not a good decision. Like, we need to keep this under the radar. But then I was like, you know, I'm kind of proud of what we're doing.
Co-owner Christopher Klein says he is too.
So my decision was, look, we're going to open our doors and we're going to work as if we are a life-sustaining business. And that's all we're going to focus on. The work is here. We have it. Like, I'm ready to move forward.
This is happening everywhere.
David Taylor is president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. He says his members all across the state are facing a tough choice.
I think that people are muddling through, they're doing their best, but it's causing a lot of hesitation, and that hesitation is blunting Pennsylvania's ability to respond to the pandemic.
By the end of last month, Pennsylvania had requested almost 600,000 face masks from the federal government. The state only got about half of that. Recently, federal authorities said everyone, not just healthcare workers, should be wearing masks, making the need even greater. This week, Governor Wolf's administration launched a portal to help state manufacturers connect on large-scale projects. But a state spokesperson said it wasn't clear if businesses like Eric and Christopher that don't already have a waiver would be eligible to participate.
We get two types of fabric. One is a cotton, one's a jersey knit.
Kelly Mitchell is one of the Eric and Christopher employees brought back to sew masks. Mitchell has two young adult kids working at grocery stores, and she says she's been wishing, for their health and hers, more customers would wear masks.
Finally, they're putting out that everybody should be wearing masks. It's just going to help contain this so much.
Mitchell says the legal risks just don't seem that important compared to what she can do with her sewing machine.
It's a need. We're filling a need, and it's wonderful. We are here, we're able, and we can help.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.